T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
.101, the final hour of Show and Vern. I am Ron, the show Hughley. That is Joshua Lamont Vernier. And Quality Steve is in the building. Today, Steve Serta is producing this. Remember, Show and Vern is presented by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com. No pressure, folks. If this is not a successful 1 o'clock hour, I am not going to take my son swimming tonight. So, no pressure, folks.
You're going to punish him?
Well, yeah. I'm. Yeah.
Sounds fair to me.
Somebody needs some adversity in their life. Apparently, that's it. So, no pressure. So, Serta, no mess-ups, nothing like that, right? Your chance right now to win a pair of Royals Tigers tickets. 913-576-7610. Caller number 9. Caller number 9. Please get this right, Serta, because little shows. Evening of swimming is depending on this next hour. Listeners, on your best behavior, everybody with listener numbers. Little show has had a really good couple of weeks. He deserves to get to go swimming.
Caller number 9, 913-576-7610.
So it's only if I'm bad, not if you're bad.
No, the entire hour. This entire hour needs to be a success.
Protein Alice Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306 from the 620. I started letting my daughter watch me pee because of you, Ron.
You've been around for a minute here. Okay. Fine.
That's fine. Listener 195, I've looked into my girlfriend, looked into her eyes, and asked, do you want to get nasty? Because of you, Ron. I've asked that question because of you, Ron.
I'm actually proud of that one. Nastiness needs to be spread more around this country.
Listener Nasty Ass 59, I almost crap my pants at Hy-Vee over the weekend, guys, and I blame you, Ron.
All right.
Keep them coming in. Has Ron influenced and changed your life?
Let's not.
Protein House Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306.
Let's not do that. So you think I'm being a bitch about my feelings on this ranking? This ranking where it has the Chiefs, they did a rating system of who has the best fans, and the Chiefs came in 31st. Now they were dealing with how big a team's social media presence is, how big a team's how much money a fan base brings in for their home games, and then how much you travel, how much fan bases travel. We know Pittsburgh is a national team. The Cowboys are a national team. The Raiders are a national team. The Patriots, those teams travel. The Eagles, they travel. But those were the three things of the criteria that they based this on. My issue is, I think it is bogus when you're talking about best fans. I don't care with that. I don't think the Chiefs are the 31st ranked fan base. I'm not up in arms about that. I just don't know how you get to a list, even with those, Vern, that the Jaguars and the Chargers are ahead of the Chiefs, even with that criteria. I just don't even understand it. And you said that you think I'm being soft. It's one of my favorite KOL songs. You think I'm being soft about how I'm going, or I surprised you, or how I'm going at this.
Yeah, you're being really small-minded. You're being very Des Moines when you get upset about a list. That is easily explained, as you explained it. It is a statistical list. When you line up the stats, if you rank 31st, you rank 31st. But does anyone in Kansas City really believe you're the second worst fan base in the NFL? Of course not. No one in the country believes you're the second worst fan base in the NFL. Kansas City, as far as a fan base and an experience at the stadium, widely respected coast to coast.
Listen, you son of a gun. We're one of the worst shows, judged by the ratings. We're one of the worst shows that we have in Kansas City. But there is one particular show.
I think the worst sports show, at least.
There is one particular show.
But we're climbing.
There's one particular show, folks, and I know the two of you can think of that show that I'm thinking of. There's no damn way you'll put us behind them. I'm not going to mention that show on the air because I'll be nice. But there is not one show that you'll say there is no way that we're worse than them. Now, I know we're bad.
I'm so impressed with you. 106, it took you almost 3 hours and 10 minutes, and that's the way you're going to say it. That's impressive.
What?
You've grown so much.
I don't get it.
You also don't listen to anything.
Protein House, eat with a purpose. Text line 69306.
I know there's one thing we're not. I know there's one host I'm not worse than.
All right. See? Now I said I was proud of you for not going there. Leave it. Leave it. Leave it. Listener 24, I always call people a Richard head. Confuses my wife and daughter. Thanks a lot, Ron.
I may have said some crazy stuff.
John and KCK, you win a pair of tickets to see the Royals and the Tigers as Ticket Tuesday continues here on Show and Vern. Still another 3 opportunities for you to win a pair of tickets to the next 6:10 Saturday.
I disappointed you, didn't I? I tried, man.
From the 816, I wipe back to front because of you, Ron.
God, he's so stupid.
That is not the way to do it.
From wipe, the 913.
Hold on. How do you even wipe that way? Front to back?
No, back to front.
Oh. Hold on.
You're going to get up and...
I don't know how you do that.
From the 913, I've started calling my degenerate gambling uncle Greasy Vegas because of you, Rob.
Well, you're way back here. Just listen. If, like I said, as a leader of this Show and Vern family, as a leader of this, listen, I'll accept it. If I'm the reason, the blame. Now, the nastiness, you all need to keep that nastiness going.
Listener 73, I get the meat sweats nightly because I'm on keto now because of you, Ron. Listener 1020, I crop dust people at Target because of you, Ron. Listener 822, I use the word sports horny because of you, Ron.
We need to get some folks out here right now that's not afraid to get out of their shower and just put their towel around their necks and walk up to their wife and put their leg up on the couch and just say, nasty.
Listener 5. Listener.
Right? We need somebody. I want that guy to just not dry himself off all the way. Just still have some curds of water drilling down the swell of their back. And then come up there. And you use the towel anyway just to let you know. Slide the towel around your neck. Just put your foot up on that couch. Maybe she's watching the Golden Girls. Maybe she's watching, you know, BET. I don't know. But put your foot up on that couch and just say, nasty.
Listener 592, I bought purple shaded eyeglasses because of you, Ron. Listener 5687, I started calling my annoying friend Spoons because of you, Ron. Keep those coming in. Protein House, eat with a purpose. Text line 69306. Yeah, stop taking the bait, Kansas City. Just because someone says you're not a great fan base doesn't mean you need to fight back. What you should do is dismiss it. Dismiss it immediately. Move on with your day. Like when someone trashes your barbecue, dismiss it and move on with your day. You know you're great fans. You know your barbecue is great. Stop taking the bait at every single turn. I expect more from you than that, Ron.
This last text.
I got a vasectomy because of you, Ron. Listener 111.
I've never gotten one of those. I fear that day. Because I know I got to get it. Right? I know I got to get the vasectomy. And I fear that day. Saw one of my neighbors dealing with it. God, man, I'm afraid of it.
Give away some more of these tickets. Ticket Tuesday here on Show and Vern. Royals, Tigers, the next 6:10 Saturday. Let's give away another pair.
All right, your chance to participate right now. Protein Ounce, Eat with a Purpose. Text line 69306. 913-577-610 right now. Listener number 14. Listener number 14, in honor of Neil O'Donnell. I want you to stay on for Serta and answer this question. If your wife on your wedding night is on her period.
My God.
Do plans change?
No.
913-577-610. Number 14, Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. You can step in, ladies as well. If you...
So someone has to call in and answer that question on the air.
Yes. If you're...
I will not be deterred.
If you, so the plans won't change. Continue to be the same. I mean, it's the wedding night, a big night, a memorable night.
Everybody's going to be drinking. You're not going to be concerned with that anyway.
Caller number 14, 913-576-7610. That's how we're giving away the Royals tickets.
I'm just saying, Vern, have you thought this through?
Ron, you know my answer.
Because you're nasty, ain't you? My dude! Ah! Come on, boy. See, you know what, Mama Vern? Just when.
Don't talk to my mom during this, you sicko.
I'm sorry. Just when I did.
You're sick.
I mean,
has that ever happened to anybody?
Is it nasty? Because I feel like nasty would imply that you prefer it that way. You don't prefer it that way. You're just working with what you got.
No, as a, Now, as a person who has a master's in nasty, doesn't mean it imply that you, it is, yeah, I'm willing to go ahead and do it. I knew, Serta. I knew I could count on Serta. Come on, you know the answer. I don't know. I mean, does it change? I feel like that's a real decision. Has that ever happened to anybody?
Caller 14, 913-576-7610. Listener 404, I have beef with Emmett Thomas because of you, Ron.
That a baby. I mean, I'm just coaching.
Listener 1032, I watched Gilmore Girls because of you, Ron.
Happened on the wedding night 10 years ago. Listener 007.
I thought you were telling your story.
No.
Oh, God,
no.
My God. You know, I said, back it up, Ron. This is not something she will be cool with.
I was going to say, you could tell me if I'm hogless or not. You know, I ain't telling you. You met her. Shoot. Because that's a big night, man. That's a big night.
Man, I can't read that. I cannot read that.
Oh, somebody that got nasty. Ron, listener 32. Ron, I'm not that nasty.
Well, again, let's just get this over with.
Everybody's done it before.
We got caller 14.
It happens.
Right,
Serta, I don't think that's true. I don't think everyone's done it before.
There's ever been like an accident where you just look down and it's everywhere?
We understand.
Good Lord, man. We're all adults, most of us. Mike and Raymore, congratulations on the tickets. Just wondering, on the wedding night, you and your wife had a wonderful day, and now you are officially together, you as one. You are Mr. and Mrs. Mike. She's on her period. Do the plans change?
Of course not. For one, now it's my wife.
Let's go.
And two, you know, the hotel towels are free, right?
Let's go. Right? It ain't on you! I'm proud of you, Mike and Raymore. Congratulations to Mike and Raymore. He brought in the towels. That's a really good thought.
What are you doing to these people?
What are you doing? What? It's a question that they thought about.
Why are so
come
many
on.
Text lines going on about Sergei Fedorov and Steve Yzerman and a whole bunch of different Red Wings?
Yeah.
Good God, right.
Darren
people.
McCarthy.
You guys are unbelievable.
What?
From the 913, my wife was pregnant on the wedding day. She says, you've done enough.
Well, you haven't, would be my response.
Yeah. From the 913, this is truly a disgusting topic. Well, I can't imagine this individual is listening anymore, but I said I would shout him out. I did want to thank Caleb at the Petco in Blue Springs.
Who the hell is Caleb?
I met him yesterday. I took my dog up there.
You just showing off that you remember his name?
It's not showing off. It's being courteous and grateful that people actually listen to this disgusting show. My dog crapped all over Petco and then later peed everywhere, and he cleaned it up both times, and I felt guilty. And then as I was leaving, he said, hey, that Michigan hat makes me wonder. You look familiar. And do you work in the radio? And I said, yeah, I do. I work with Ron the Show Hughley, and he said he's a big-time listener. So, Caleb at Petco, thank you very much, and I'm sorry about my dog making that big mess yesterday.
Listener 101's about to make me cry in here. We love you, brother. I'm glad we can help you. Because of you, Ron, I'm making it through this day that my stepdad was killed in an accident, car accident. This morning on 69 Highway. Man, reach out to you. Our prayers and hugs to you.
Yeah, I agree. We'll give you a chance to win a Gold Cup, pair of tickets to the Gold Cup. What are you doing? What do we do from there?
I think we just do
this. I think you read that text so poorly that we were all blindsided and it happened this morning. I can't believe he's listening. This is awful.
Whatever we could do. I think this story will help him smile. I don't know what the story is, but let's hear it.
There is no story. It's been told. We're moving on now. What more is there to say? I shouted. It was just thanks to Caleb at Petco for cleaning up the dog crap.
Oh, that was it? Is his name really Caleb?
Of course it is. I wrote a note in my phone after I met him.
So is that what you write him down?
I mean, I have a real phone that takes notes. So, no, I don't actually write it down. I just write it in this little computer that I carry around.
I can do that, too.
No, you can't. That's a fake phone. Look how light it is. It doesn't even have iTunes. It's not a real phone.
It's like saying Notepad is the same as Microsoft Word.
The things that you do here, Serta, on this show.
Off the Rundown.
What's Off the Rundown?
Sponsored by absolutely no one. Someone could step up.
From the 816, Vern, I miss you being the Royals insider.
How come you didn't clean it up yourself?
I offered. He said it was his job. I think it was just because he recognized who I was.
I would have made my dog Max poop again so I could clean it up for him as the listener.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
It's definitely not.
How are you going to make a dog poop, man?
Max has got some special powers.
From listener 1738, wow, Vern, you really have a gift for storytelling.
He's working on it, guys.
Listener 007, Ron, because of you, I never strayed too far from the sidewalk.
Is that why you did that? I like it. Because of you. Is that the words to that?
Yes.
I never knew that. Because of you, I never strayed too far from the sidewalk. Is that it?
Yeah. What did you think the words were?
They're always to me. Because of you. That's what they were to me. You never had them.
How did we ever get to 12th would be my question.
You're not kidding, man.
The 12th
I'm so glad
best
I don't have to
midday
eat that.
Show.
I'm so glad I'm never going to have to eat that banana.
Again, Ron hasn't had a banana since he was a kid. He thought it was going to taste like a biscuit. Instead, it was obviously a banana. Hasn't had one since. He said if we could crack the top 10, he'll eat a banana on the air.
As I think we should make peanut butter banana biscuits.
Okay, but as you've heard over the past 19 minutes, we're never going to sniff the top 10.
Never. But I know we don't have the worst show.
I mean, statistically, we do.
I know we don't say the dumbest things.
Statistically, the people are telling us that we do.
But we're climbing.
Okay, so you don't think we say the dumbest things.
Name something that you think is.
I feel like the next word out of your mouth is going to intro the dumbest thing.
What? Newsflash.
Yep. He's not ready.
Yeah, you're right.
Serta's newsflash.
Yeah, you're right.
I got that. The NCAA is ratcheting it up. It's opposition to the California bill that would allow college athletes in the state to earn compensation for the use of their own name, image, or likeness beginning in 2023. in a letter to the chairs of two state assembly committees last week, NCAA President Mark Emmert said that those Division I teams, 23 of them, could be withheld from potential national championships.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
Never.
No, that won't happen. That is just politics.
Yeah, lots of it. Listener number 34, because of you, Ron, I'll never sing Happy Birthday the right way ever again. No, you're singing it the right way. Stevie's way. Stevie Wonder, who can see.
Drew Brees is ready to pass the torch to the next big star in New Orleans. Brees gave Zion Williamson, the number one overall pick of the Pelicans, a signed jersey welcoming him to the town. According to Andrew Lopez of the Times-Picayune, the jersey's red. To Zion, passing the torch to you, who dat?
Okay. I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why, but Drew Brees feels very, very genuine.
Bro, I was just about to say, what is it about Drew Brees?
Come on, you lying.
I don't look at him as if he's fake, and it's not overdone. He's always perfect.
God, this is so us. I mean, like... Yesterday,
it's crazy.
When Tom Brady does the deal of, yeah, he's bringing in Josh Gordon to throw passes to him, I totally believe it's because he thinks he can get him reinstated by the league and he can help his football team. I honestly believe Drew Brees wants to pass the torch and have Zion be. God, man.
I agree.
Right?
I'm with you 100%, buddy.
So you thinking about hopping out of the shower with just a little bit of water running down the front of your chest with your towel around your neck and just putting that foot up there and saying, nasty?
Travis Kelce is going to play in Major League Baseball's celebrity softball game in Cleveland.
Good for him.
Good for him. That's big.
What else? What other people are they going to have?
Johnny Bananas.
Is Drew Carey going to be in it?
The Miz.
Oh, yeah. How about
J.R. Smith.
What about
Machine Gun Kelly.
Dolph Ziggler.
Jamie Foxx.
Oh.
Drew Carey.
I told you. I knew Drew would be there. Who else is from Cleveland?
Daddy Yankee.
I think Skyler from Breaking Bad is originally from Cleveland. The character, not her.
Sure.
Barry. Aren't they from Cleveland? The show Barry? Coming up, your chance to win Royals tickets as soon as we return. As soon as we return, your chance to win Royals tickets.
Show and Burn, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back in Show and Vern. Remember, coming up behind us, The Drive. Make sure you jump in and take a listen to the best afternoon sports show in this city by far. And right now, your next chance to win a pair of Royals tickets. We have unloaded two pair of Royals tickets each and every segment today. 913-576-7610, caller number 11. 913-576-7610, caller number 11. Your chance to win Royals tickets right now. Your next chance to win our final pair coming up here in about 10 or 15 minutes. So hang on with that one. A lot of fun today. I would say also, take a look at radio.com app or the on-demand section, the 11 o'clock hour. We do this at the end of every month on Tuesday, the final Tuesday of each month. We do a closed-door meeting where all of the 610 sports personalities come together. And we were all together at 11 o'clock for the entire hour. Probably one of the best ones we've had.
No doubt.
Good conversation, good debate from all six of us. So,
like and subscribe to Show and Vern at the radio.com app, please.
Good God, we need it. Man.
You opened up the closed door meeting with a question and you posed it to everyone else. When it comes to the Tyreek Hill situation, and you even emphasized this in our discussion, that you, among all of the daily hosts, are the most green, right? You've been in this position for the shortest amount of time. Has it been difficult for you? Right? I mean, you tackled serious topics and you've had adult conversations most of your life. But in this kind of circumstance, with this, I know we're 12th, but still, with as many people listening that are listening, has it been difficult for you to keep it 100 with the Tyreek Hill situation? I don't know why I said keep it 100.
Right? Does anyone know why Vern said keep it 100?
I don't think I've said that in 6 years.
What was that? I hope it's 8.
No, it's 6.
I mean, I'm like, my face, like,
right before I came here, I think I said it a few times in Milwaukee.
My face was ready to go, man. And then you just, wow. Apologies to all if I said 11 o'clock. I meant 11 o'clock. Sorry. The 11 o'clock hour. If I said 11 o'clock, I'm sorry. It's an easy slip. I'll try to buy.
We all said things that we regret in the last few minutes.
And I know you guys don't miss a beat. So 11 o'clock. Check out the 11 o'clock, the 11 o'clock hour. It was fantastic. I think we have prided, at least I have prided myself once we had the evening show that we did prior to this that many of you want me to go back to, or hell, just many of you don't just want me to go. The evening show that many of you a small amount of you listened to, I felt like we were never afraid to tackle any of those situations. And the first thing that we talked about, congratulations to Kenton Lee Summit. The first thing that we talked about.
Because Kenton Lee Summit won the Royals tickets. Again, we don't just congratulate randos on the show. Kenton Lee Summit was the, 10th caller. He won the Royals tickets. We'll give you another chance to win Royals tickets coming up in a moment. Way to go, Kent.
Anyway, but no, I think we talked about this when we first got together, man. We don't want to be afraid to touch any type of topic. And we will not be scared off by some people that we hear. Like, oh, you know, sometimes we get called the race baiters or we talk about too many things that could get serious. And then, you know, we can be silly. But the one thing that I have never wanted to shut off, which was something that I battled when I first started doing this, was to not bring within my personal issues with things. And I think it is okay to use your personal reasonings to move around your point, because I think that's when the passion starts. And I think that is when I talk about the Chiefs and how much I would want them to win Super Bowls, or Kansas to win a national championship, or the Royals to go to the playoffs, it's about passion and personal. And I think it should be the same way here, as long as I don't just use the passion of how I feel about things personally to let it get away from me. And some of you may thought it has. I don't think it has. But I have been honest with myself. From the Marcus Peters situation, which we've had many discussions, maybe many of you have been introduced to me with that first, there was a personal portion of that got into it, to this, to the Tyreek Hill. That was the one thing that I wasn't going to be afraid to shut off, was the personal feeling of how much it means to me. I'd said it many a times. Like, there are some other things that don't get to me as much. Weed, smoking weed, getting caught with weed, or a lot of things that don't bother me as much as this, because personally this affects me, has affected my life in a different way. And so that's been the biggest thing, is to monitor the personal, how I use the personal within discussing this major, major topic.
I just think back through the conversations that we've had on the Tyreek Hill situation, as of course the news from yesterday, Terrez Paylor noting that the NFL will be in town this week to have multiple meetings with Tyreek Hill to hear his side of the story, where quite possibly the NFL's investigation is underway or possibly about to conclude. That's why we have this discussion. But I go back and think about all the conversations that we've had pertaining to Tyreek Hill, most notably the first few conversations dating back to the NFL draft, when we first heard about the audio from KCTV5. And I think we were all emotional after that, and we all were very quick to kick Tyreek Hill off the team. I mean, I can speak for myself. When you hear or think about the idea of a grown man punching a 3-year-old in the chest or hurting him in any fashion, and the way that he spoke to his fiance, all of it forces a visceral reaction. That compared to where I'm at now, where I don't believe that Tyreek Hill should be suspended. I think he should be out there for training camp and should be there week one. As I sit here today, I think back and go, man, should I have handled that any differently? I don't know about you, Ron, but I don't feel that I handled it. Yes, I handled it emotionally. Yes, I was just going off of my humanistic nature and protecting women and children, right? But I don't think at that time that calmer heads needed to prevail. I think that you and I think all of us here at 610 have always been honest about how we feel in the moment and are always willing to change, right? We've always been willing to take the new information, roll with it, and then formulate our opinion accordingly. We live in an age where it's a flip-flop. You take one side and you stick with it. I think we've done a good job of not doing that, being able to be malleable and change with the news.
And I think one of the big things in learning, and this has been a really good learning process in this business to begin with, is to make it very plain my personal feelings as opposed to what's actually going to happen. And I've let you know my personal feelings. They have not changed. There are some people, if you missed the 11 o'clock hour nice. With the the closed door meeting, there were some on there who said they have changed from hearing the tape and their decisions on what they think the Chiefs should do. I have not changed on mine, but I have changed to the point of this is what's going to happen. I prepared myself. He's not going to get kicked off the team. He's going to play next year. He's going to be a part of the Chiefs. I prepared myself. As I said, I've even prepared myself that he's probably going to get some sort of a contract past whatever his contract is right now. But I still stand by why I think he shouldn't be on the team. But no, it's just been a real thing about me understanding how much I should include my personal feelings and that I shouldn't fight that.
Let's give away a pair of tickets to the Gold Cup tomorrow at Children's Mercy Park as Trinidad and Tobago take on Guinea at 5:30, followed by the United States squaring off with Panama at 8 o'clock. Caller number 7, 913-576-7610. Caller number 7 wins a pair of Gold Cup tickets. 913-576-7610.
And coming up here in about 5 to 10 minutes, your next chance to win our final pair of Royals tickets. And you know we're going to make you work for that last one. One thing about this show, if you're new to this show, I'd love to talk about my family. And my family puts us in situations where we have fun content. And I want to say, Vern, my little girl Princess Show put a real smile on my face yesterday. She had me feeling real good as a dad. Took the kids to the park yesterday. Mm-hmm. And she was out there. There was a lot of kids out there, a lot of parents out there with their young kids. And Princess Show is 2 years old, little lady, 2 years old, but she is the fearless kid. She is a climber. She'll try everything. She'll slide down everything. We got out there. There were other parents with their young kids, and I feel like Princess Show was pissing some of those parents off. And pissing them off at their own kids because she was able to climb everything, go down the huge slides, and their daughters and their kids refused to go down. I would hear, oh, look at her. She's half your size. Why don't you go down? I found myself really pushing it. Come on, let's go up the big slide. She's like, yeah, let's go. And I've been there before.
So your daughters, too, how old are these other girls?
They look like at least three, four, older than her, bigger than her. And she's climbing up the little rope things.
So this is a competition between you and those parents? That's how you view it?
Kind of, maybe. I've been there. Like my son, man. He's a little...
Ron.
What?
What are you about to say?
I'm just saying, man, he was one who was a little less adventurous. Like he you know, he would, no, I don't want to go up there.
Did you bring some streamers or something to throw up in the air for your showboating at the playground?
Had I done it, I wish I had.
Is that handfuls of confetti in your pockets?
I was so excited. I could see the look, because I've been there before where, like, hey, son, jump in right here. It's here. I'm going to catch you. No, I'm not jumping in. I'm going to catch you. Come on, man. Just come down this slide. And he won't come down the slide. And it's like, dang. And you look and you see like a two-year-old do it. And you're like, he's four. But like, it was
right,
amazing.
I got something I want to say.
What? It first, felt great.
First
Princess Show, you made your daddy smile.
Ron and Shawnee, congratulations on winning the Gold Cup tickets. Royals tickets coming up in just a moment. Man, we've had such a good 1 o'clock hour. I don't
Congratulations
know.
To Ron and Shawnee, by the way.
Yeah. I feel like, as is on display every Thursday on the Show Family Podcast, your wife has the hog in the family, right? Text line and Twitter normally says it's like 75-25. Mrs. Show is the one with the hog in the Hughley household. Father like son, daughter like mother, right? Like your son is showing the inclination to be like his dad, while your daughter is showing that, you know what? I got it. I'm like mom. I'm carrying the hog. That's what I hear, is your son's like you and your daughter's like your wife, which is a good thing because you're a quality man and she's a fantastic person as well.
Well, it looks like my son's not going swimming today. All right, we were off to a really good start here, and now you've ruined it. It looks like he's not going swimming. Okay, you've ruined it. What is wrong? I'm trying to share
it. That didn't cross your mind? That's all I heard when you're telling that story.
Is that my son's hawkless?
And your daughter's got two hands a hog. Like, now
my daughter has two hands a hog, you son of a...
No, but like bushels of hog. I don't know.
She has bushels of hog?
Like her fingers?
That more?
No.
Look at Princess Show right now, if I took a picture of it, you're saying it's bushels of hog?
No, again.
In her hands?
See, what you've done, as I introduced the people of Kansas City to the word hog, hog is not penis. Hog is... Chutzpah? Hog is Nick Foles.
Testicles.
No, it's not that either. It's an aura. James Shields had hog. Yordano Ventura
stop
had hog.
Stop traffic right now. You want to know? Stop. You want to speak about the hogs right now?
Sure.
Protein House, Eat with a Purpose text line. I need help right
What's
now.
What's going on, man?
Listen to this. Are you kidding me? My wife just tried to put the hog on display in text message.
Is she listening
right now? I don't give a damn if I get in trouble about
no,
this.
I don't like it.
I don't give a rip if I'm sleeping on a queen-size air mattress that feels good in the middle.
Believe it.
Which I didn't offer to Steve when he spent the night.
That's because he was drunk anyway.
Yeah, I was fine.
She finally texted in earlier off of our previous question to win Royals tickets. If on your wedding night, if
she was listening for that
on your wedding night, if your wife is on her period, do plans change? She was apparently listening to that.
If you missed the early part of this hour, that's what you missed.
She texted in, finally figured out why people turn while you're on. Absolutely disgusting. Then she texts back, yes, but it's okay. Me, two other young ladies that she works with are eating my Jack Stack gift card. They're eating lunch on my Jack Stack gift card.
Nice.
I thought I lost that gift card.
It's too bad, man. That's why she has the hog.
Did you just like set it on the nightstand? And
what the hell?
She took it from you?
She's got the hog, man. She takes what she wants. She gets what she wants.
Yeah, we got problems.
And what are you going to do about it?
You know what I'm going to do. I don't even have to say it. You got to be kidding me.
Let's give away these Royals tickets, man.
Yeah, I just... She took them... And she put all these laughing emojis behind it.
How much is left on the gift card?
I don't know. I thought it was 150 on it. Now I don't. Your chance right now to win Royals tickets. Protein House
Final pair.
With a purpose. Text line 69306. You can participate. 913-576-7610. 913-576-7610. Caller number six. And answer this question.
I know you're angry. Don't make this question something about your wife, man.
What's the most money you would spend on a nice pair of dress shoes? Like the most money you would spend on a nice pair of dress shoes.
$100.
I'm proud of you. I felt 60 or 50 coming right your way. I'm proud of you. There's some Cole Haans that were like 350 that I had to have.
So was this just a long road to a weird flex by you?
No, it's not a weird flex. What's the most you would spend on a nice pair of dress shoes? Serta, you're 25. We know.
So caller number 6-913-576-7610. Call up and tell us how you wouldn't spend as much money as Moneybags Hughley, who's throwing around some $350 for some dress shoes.
Cole Haans, the real nice, comfortable ones. 80 max after tax. Is that a lot? 350?
I don't know. I would never do that.
Someone 400. There we go. Yeah, I would. 250 for real nice ones. Yeah. Catch a sale? Mm-hmm. Cole Haans are the best right there. Caller number six.
913-576-7610. Royals, Tigers, tickets, another Ticket Tuesday here on Show and Vern. Royals tomorrow, 12:10 for the first pitch as they wrap up the series in Cleveland. Please listen to tomorrow's game. Tonight, it's Glenn Sparkman on the bump going opposite the Tribe. 6 o'clock for the start. Cody gets you ready with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. I don't know if everyone is aware of this, but Alex Gordon is on an absolute nosedive at the plate right now. With OPS in the month of June in the 500s. Now, Alex Gordon's the same guy in April, had an OPS in the 900s. In May, an OPS in the 800s. But of late, the strikeouts are through the roof. The walks are basically non-existent. 22 strikeouts and 3 walks in the 20 games here in the month of June. Alex has looked very much like the guy that we all became accustomed to seeing in 2018 and 17 and 16. Ron, there was a overwhelming sentiment in the city that, man, we want Gordo to return in 2020. Yeah, we'll work out the contract, but with the way he was playing in April and in May, we want him back in 2020. If this continues, I think fan sentiment will do a complete 180 again and we'll be back where we were at the beginning of this season. Where, how about you retire, Alex? This season's going to wrap up. We're going to head into the 2020 offseason. And I think Royals fans, a majority of them, are going to flip on Alex Gordon. And the good graces that he was in April are going to completely dissipate.
And you're talking about just from the fans' perspective. You think fans are going to be – see, I don't think that at all. I don't think that at all just simply because of this, Vern. I don't think that because – people are not paying attention to the Royals as much. Like look, we have avid listeners. Maybe our show's a little different than others, but most of the people that listen are big time Royals fans. I wonder how many games a week they watch. How many games a week they're listening to? Like I wonder that much because with the Chiefs coming and how big this season is, I honestly, Vern, believe that. That people in Kansas City will be paying so much attention to the Chiefs and not as much of attention to the Royals because of where they are in the standings, that the memory that you're going to have of Alex Gordon is, oh, God, Alex won another Gold Glove, and you'll remember what he did at the early part of the season when you paid attention. And so I don't think the sentiment will change. I think people will remember what they remembered in April and May.
James in Kansas City is the final winner of our Royals Tigers tickets as we round out another Ticket Tuesday here on Show and Vern. But before we wrap it completely up,
always wrap it up, guys.
Completely. Let's give away one more pair of tickets to the Gold Cup.
Mm.
Panama, United States, tomorrow, 8 o'clock, Children's Mercy Park, preceded by Trinidad and Tobago, squaring off with Guinea. Caller number 9 to 913-576-7610. Caller number 9, you win the final pair of tickets to the Gold Cup tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening at Children's Mercy Park. Yeah, I guess Pat and the Chiefs, the attention that they will garner as this season dwindles, I don't know, because we had been in a place in this city with Alex Gordon where it was after 2019, he's no longer going to be a member of the team. We all kind of assumed that and were comfortable with that. I don't think it will take much for the fan base to revert to that. Now, I understand your point. Once training camp starts in a month from now, for a lot of sports fans, that is going to be the focus. Practice is going to be bigger than a regular season game for the Royals. But because we've been in a spot where we thought Alex was going to retire after 2019, because we've been in that spot for the better part of 4 years, I don't think it'll be difficult for Royals fans to throw away what he did in April and May and revert back to that Gordo's done in Kansas City following this season.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Money Shot.
Let's finish this thing with a bang. The Money Shot, brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city, is now open in the Crossroads and is the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. Finish them off, Ernie.
How do you feel on a day like this, the 10-year anniversary of Michael Jackson's shocking demise, the passing of Michael Jackson 10 years ago today? I think that's one of those seminal moments where we all remember where we were. I really thought that HBO documentary Finding Neverland was going to change a day like this where it would no longer be celebrated. And yet, Ron, if I'm driving home today and our guy is putting together a Michael Jackson mix on the radio, I'm probably going to listen to it. I feel disgusting saying it, but I don't think it stuck like it did for R. Kelly.
Oh,
R.
God, Kelly's, no, it didn't.
He's a pariah. Michael Jackson, I don't think it stuck. I think Michael Jackson is still the king that he was when he passed away 10 years ago today.
I saw somebody change their avatar.
Show and Burn, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.